Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. Okay, so I don't always get numbers with messages, but this particular message came with a whole slew of numbers. And today, what we're going to be talking about is just y'all's government and its illusion of power and how the things that we're seeing right now in the collective, at a collective level, so government, Hollywood, even the church, we'll get a little bit into that, but how we see all of these systems falling apart, why we're just really going to dive into all of this is a distraction. Like, it's great to have whatever information you feel is necessary when you learn about all of the things that the government is enacting and all of the things that they lie about. It's great to be aware of those things, but it's also very important that we don't get caught up in it. And we're going to get into the reason for that. But first, let me give you the numbers that I got. Like I said, it was a whole slew of them. So I got 10, 20, 12, 21, 224, and 869. So I have no clue what those numbers will mean to you, but they were all provided when I got this message. So when it comes to even going into what we're going to be talking about today, I need to explain for the people who are not aware, just a very basic breakdown of energy and frequency and how the government / media, because the media is involved in this as well, of course, and we all know this, right? But the fact that we know it typically does not stop people from getting very caught up in it or from experiencing extreme fear because they truly believe that the government has more power than what they have. So when it comes to energy and frequency, fear is the absolute lowest vibration. Anything created from fear will not reach its full potential. It can't. So in essence, if they can keep us in a fearful vibration, they really can keep the collective, the citizens of the U.S. from reaching their highest level of vibration and therefore being able to do whatever they need to do moving forward. There are some people who talk about how we need to overthrow the government or how we need to dismantle the system or just how we need to figure out exactly what living together in this country is supposed to be looking like, because we know that the systems that are in place currently are not working. And not only are they not working, but they are literally falling apart around us. So we talk about how the matrix is collapsing. A lot of that is going to be seen manifest in the systems that we have been governed by for such a long period of time. So keeping people in a fearful vibration prevents them from, again, reaching their full potential, which would then get them to rise up and make the necessary changes. So that's why they keep us in fear. Now, if we think about the opposite end of that spectrum, we have love, which is not a collective construct. It's different for everyone. It's more of an individualized perspective, and it really can't be defined because it's subjective in distribution and in receipt. So we really have to work as individuals to discover what it means for us, how to fuel the love in our heart spaces. And this will generate the authenticity, which is the highest vibration. And this is going to be key when it comes to co-creating this new reality, to co-creating with the divine, this new human experience that we're going to have as we navigate through the reset. And then once the reset is complete and we've completely began anew. So remember those two things. Remember, I always, when I'm having conversations, whether it's with a client or with anyone, and when we're talking about fear, and I know I brought this up in one of the previous episodes. I don't remember which one it was. You'll have to go listen to these season episodes if you have not done so already. But I talk about how much we function from a place of fear. And I always take it back and keep it very simple, because when people hear fear, it triggers an expectation of what that's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to feel like due to our societal experience. So I'm going to give you a very simple example of me operating in fear that it may not be obvious that this is a fearful reaction. So I am a mother. I have four children. And when they were younger, and if you grew up in very specifically a Black household, because that's what I have experience with, so this could be true for anyone else, but very specifically, it wasn't true for a lot of my non-Black friends. So I'm going to say, in my experience in Black households, it's like all about cleaning, whether it's Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and your mom get up and she cut on her music and it's time to get up, it's time to clean, or she going to clean by herself and she going to play the music as loud as she possibly can, and it's all about getting her house clean. So what I realized as my kids were getting older, when I was pretty much reconfiguring what parenting meant for me, I was realizing that the child rearing experience from the perspective of my elders was not necessarily something that I wanted to enact upon my children. So I started unpacking my parenting behaviors. And when I realized, like, oh, when they don't clean the house when I asked them to, I would get really upset. Like, didn't I tell y'all to clean the house? Didn't I ask y'all to clean the house? And I realized that that was a very fear-driven reaction, response, the nature and the way that I spoke with them when those situations were going on. It wasn't just like, oh, do what I told you to do. I want you to clean the house. It was often accompanied by, if somebody come over here and see my house looking crazy, they gonna think we trifling. So this frustration that I would have with the children was actually rooted in the fear that somebody would come over and see my house looking a mess and thereby make judgments of me, or them or us or whatever. At the end of the day, with me being the parent, I knew that the bulk of that judgment would fall on me. So those were behaviors that I was exhibiting in my parenting that were driven by fear. And when I unpacked them, it helped me to be able to communicate better with them when things weren't going as I expected. And it allowed me to be able to examine myself in those moments when my response is disproportionate to whatever it is that's happening. So that is a very simple way that I can explain about ways that we move in fear. So now, when I find myself getting upset or when I find myself getting frustrated, the first question I ask myself is, what am I afraid of? Well, after I'm done crying or feeling whatever emotion that I'm feeling, when I'm done with all of that, because I'm a crier, like, I'm a cry regardless, but, and then I can examine exactly what this fear is, and I can start to transmute that fear into something else or find a more suitable way to handle whatever situation is driven by fear. So it's going to be very important, just in life in general, because of the way that you've been indoctrinated and programmed, it's going to be very important that you take the time to unpack these things until it becomes a little bit more automatic. So back to the government. This is basically, in essence, why they attempt to keep us in this more fear-induced state. This is why everything that they communicate through the media is usually, oh my God, be afraid, be very afraid. It's because those lower vibrations impact the collective human experience. So remember that if we are all one, then we all feel the impact of that, of the lower vibrational behaviors and energies, and vice versa. Because I won't make it seem like the lower vibrations have just overrun everything. We actually impact the lower vibration with our higher vibration. So keep that in mind as well. But this is why your favorite neighborhood spiritualist is trying to get you to decide what you want and guide you into pursuing exactly whatever that is, so that you can live from a higher frequency. Because in essence, A win for you is a win for me. A win for you is a win for the collective. A win for you is going to be felt far and wide by the people that you interact with, thereby impacting the collective in a more positive way. You're putting more, more regulated energy out, and you are not simply reacting based on the fears that have been induced from the various places that they've been induced from as it pertains to our collective human experience. So a lot of people who this particular message is for, you're finding yourself getting caught up in needing to be told what you think, feel, and believe. Because that's what you were taught. That's what was embedded in you. That's what was reinforced subtly throughout your entire experience on this planet. So not only have you been taught or indoctrinated with fear, you've also been indoctrinated with powerlessness. And I know that that's going to sound a little extreme, but that's exactly what it is. Because of the experience, I'm going to give you two examples. I'm going to explain how indoctrination has taught us that we need definitive answers. When the truth is that the powers that scheme don't have any power or much more information that we do. And that's what I find very, very interesting. And I feel like if the collective could realize that, understand that, and believe it, that we would find ourselves in a much different position because they don't have as much power as we think they do. This is all an illusion. But the two examples I want to give is in school, they gave us a bunch of answers and information and indoctrination that we are now finding is wrong. And I talked about this in a previous episode. So even when you challenged that information way back then, what did you get told? You got told to sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. So a lot of us, even when we were younger, we were seeing some of these things and we raised our hand like, hey, this doesn't necessarily make sense. And we're getting told, sit down, shut up, do as you're told. This is just how it is. So we really didn't experience an environment that was conducive to critical thinking, which is why we see critical thinking being so lacking in this day and age. Another example that we can probably relate to a little bit better now is in the workplace. They pretend that they like innovation. They tell you to be innovative. Let us know what your ideas are. Give us your feedback. But if you've ever worked in corporate America, you know that all of that's window dressing. They will take your ideas, they take your suggestions, you never see them implemented. And what they really want, and is very apparent, is for you to sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. Does that sound familiar? So in all of these experiences, like, these are things that are embedded within you. Go with the flow. Don't buck up against authority. Don't question everything. Don't question, like, for the amount of times that I have heard Christians say, don't question God, while there are clear, apparent, and effective examples in the Bible of people questioning God, and as a result of those questions, them receiving whatever it is that they wanted or that they asked for, it's like, I am not questioning the divine as, hey, you don't know what you're doing, what's happening. But no, I have had so many conversations. Most of the revelations that I've received resulted from me going to the divine and going, hey, I don't understand what's happening here for me. Can you please provide some clarity? If I didn't ask that question, then how would I receive my clarity? So you have to make sure that when you're hearing these things, especially these sound bites of information, and they don't feel right, they don't sit right in your spirit, because that never sat right with me. Don't question God, never sat right with me, because I spent most of my childhood in church. And I'm like, but didn't y'all say that Abraham? And didn't we have a conversation about Job? And didn't we, it's like just a couple of months ago, well, not even a couple months ago, y'all have a horrible sense of time. So I don't know how long ago this was. It could have been a couple weeks ago for all I know. But if you're my friend and you're listening to this, then you know, I had the conversation with someone about how I was feeling like Job. And I'm like, I just feel like Job in this season, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what's going on. All my teachings in the Bible, in church rather, about Job's experience was pretty much like, oh, Job had everything. God took it away because the devil asked, could he take it away? God wanted to prove that Job was obedient. So he took everything away. And Job just dealt with what he had to deal with. And then eventually everything was restored. So since I said I was feeling like Job, I decided to read Job because I hadn't read it in a very long time. I'm reading through Job. And when I tell y'all, Job is mad. He is cursing God. He is like, why did you do this to me? Why does this have to be my experience? I can't believe you played me like that. Of course, I'm paraphrasing here. But he's like, I can't believe you played me. There are chapters and chapters of Job being disgruntled, angry. He even started doing the wrong things. And eventually the divine did restore. The God of the Bible did restore everything that they had taken from Job. So that's what I mean when I say that we get all of these sound bites when there is so much information that could be attached to them. And if something doesn't feel right to you, then yes, you need to look into it. But don't forget about that feeling. Don't forget that as you find your answers, you're going to have to explore what feels good. Because as I said in one of the previous episodes, facts are only as powerful as the first person who discovered whatever they discovered. And then we start to see how slowly science or whomever will start to be like, oh, we thought it was that way, but it's not anymore. So feel empowered to trust your knowing. Okay. Yes, we are back to that. Feel empowered to trust your knowing. So the fact of the matter is that becoming more apparent is that they have no control. And if the lid blows off of that fact, like the only control that they have is the little bit of information that they have that's more than what they've explained to us. So that is their little bit of control. And that's why they try to keep us in confusion. The more people who will feel empowered to dismantle that system would get us to the true nature of, again, as I said before, what we're sent here to experience, what the human experience is truly supposed to be. So start challenging that fearful vibration. Right now we are seeing Hollywood in shambles and all of the exposure, and everybody's like, ooh, Cat Williams got this started. It's like, if you've watched Cat Williams interviews, it wasn't that he was like, well, I don't know if he has psychic abilities, but he has clearly been reading the energy of this moment. A lot of us knew that this was coming before it started coming. We didn't know how it would manifest. I personally don't need the details. I knew that this was the year of a lot of these things that were going to be coming back. We've talked about the karmic energy of this year. We've talked about exactly what this year represents. So I knew that we were going to see a lot of this. So everyone is confirming suspicions in Hollywood, but no one is really looking at the big picture. So as I said in episode 2, like that's how and why these systems are falling away. And this is going to include the government everywhere and everyone to whom you've previously turned to for answers will no longer serve you, because they are all corrupt systems that need to be dismantled for the Great Reset. So as we see what's going to fall down behind this election, as we see Hollywood continue to fall, as we see even the dismantling of the church, this goes back to trusting yourself and utilizing your divine connections. Because guess what? When I say the church, I'm talking about the structural systems that operate as an extension of all that we're leaving behind. So yes, your church too. I'm not speaking about individuals. I'm speaking about, I know Ty Tribbett, he had some beef about this not too long ago. But yes, your church too. So these systems are definitely falling apart. And one of the main reasons that I am taking this back to the basics and talking about energy and not belief systems is because y'all have moved into idolizing anything and anyone who you feel aligns with your current belief system. And that is not going to work. Like, none of your groups are working to make you better. They're just new forms of indoctrination. So it's like, don't do this, and you got to do that, and you got to go through this person to be able to talk to the divine. And I'm like, I got to go through somebody to talk to God? Like, what are you talking about? I am God. I am a direct extension, link, and co-creator with the benefic. Like, why would I have or need to go through anyone else to seek out information from anywhere when Source brings me all that I need and I'm tapped in a healthy way? So I can trust that. So it's all in figuring out exactly what this relationship and the connection with the divine is looking like for you and how you're going to trust the information that you're receiving. We have to stop letting them starve us with lies, because that's how we're getting full off of the revelations of their little bits of truth when they decide to drop those down. And ultimately, it's all an illusion. The truth of the matter is that your government does not know much more than you do. They just have a way to fake it till they make it, because they have resources, more resources than we do. So they have those fake it till you make it resources that makes it look like they are some sort of all-knowing arm of what the divine has in store for us to experience. But when you realize that you have the power to create your own reality, and as long as you do, governed by the universal laws, you will love the reality that you create. Just ask me. Because if you don't believe me, just watch. Like, I am about to show y'all very specifically how shifting your reality can manifest, exactly what it can manifest, what it can look like. So I know that I said yesterday was the last of these messages. I got this one today. From now on, we will not be doing episodes every single day. All of these episodes, all five of these episodes were pretty much the culmination of messages that I've been receiving over the last 10 months, that I finally got the release to be able to share that information. So I won't have anything to say every single day. My goal is an episode a week, but if you follow me on social media and if you know me, you know that I'm gonna do what I want to do, or I'm gonna do what I'm led to do. So if I get led to come on here with more information, I will make sure that I post on my socials and let y'all know that a new episode is posted. You can always turn on notifications, whether it's for whatever app you're listening to me on or whether this is YouTube. Just know that I'm not finished with this yet. I'm sure that there will be more messages and downloads. You will hear from me more often than you have over the last year or so. And if you have any questions, I will do a whole episode to answer some questions. So if you have any questions or any thoughts or whatever, just know and do not forget that I don't argue about what I know. I will, if you want to communicate something, you are of course more than welcome. I don't delete comments or do any of that trash unless you're being disrespectful, but feel free to interact one way or the other, because I'm very interested in just how these messages resonated with the collective, and I'm happy to have one out of my heart space. You feel me? I still don't have a sign off yet. I'll figure one out, but I'll see y'all next time. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.